For New England Public Radio News, I'm Adam Frenier. Even as renovation of the elevated section of Interstate 91 in downtown Springfield has wrapped up, state transportation officials are looking 20 years into the future. A recent study from the Massachusetts Department of Transportation suggested renovating the highway nearby, but leaving the viaduct intact. That idea has upset some economic development officials and mayors in Western Mass. Jim Kinney is a business reporter with the Springfield Republican who's covered the story. I asked him about the proposal and what has area officials angry.
The idea that that overpass is going to stay there for generations at a time when other cities around the country are removing these overpasses in these elevated highways from their waterfronts to reconnect downtown with a waterfront. Springfield won't have that happen. We won't have that opportunity if this plan is the plan that moves forward, because this plan doesn't call for that to happen. It calls for that highway to remain in place.
The economic development people wrote a very pointed letter to MassDOT talking about the regional equity part of all this, that if this was taking place in Boston, that it would happen. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
A lot of people in this region are still very upset about the Big Dig and how that sort of took all the transportation funding from the state for many years and has come out nicely. But now, where's our turn? Now that we have an opportunity or might have an opportunity in the near future to do the same thing, to remove the overpass and reconnect neighborhoods and undo some of the what a lot of urban planners think was damage done in the 50s and 60s when they built these overpasses through urban areas and along waterfronts. We won't in Western Mass have that happen. We're going to live with the 1965-68 thinking till 2068 probably.
What's MassDOT said about all of this?
In a worded email, thank you very much for your input and not much else, which has annoyed people even more, because that's what it sounds like.
Jim, with Congressman Richard Neal looking like he's headed the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, can that potential clout help projects like this in his backyard?
Very much, definitely. And he's been vocal about his support of infrastructure programs. And he's been vocal about that what he would work with a Trump administration on would be building projects, infrastructure projects like this. That's one of the reasons that makes this report and this decision very frustrating, because if not taking down the highway is the recommendation, well, there'll be an opportunity to maybe get it funded, but you won't, because MassDOT says they don't want to take down the highway. Now, the recommendation, the $700 million recommendation, did include a lot of much-needed projects, including addressing the much-hated Longmeadow Curve and also improving pedestrian access on West Street near the North End Bridge, some areas where it's very dangerous for pedestrians to cross. So there are some good things here, but the major frustration is it would leave that overpass.
All right. Jim Kinney is a business reporter with the Springfield Republican. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And this is New England Public Radio.